It sounds a little bit fuzzy. You still using the 706 Mark QG in the car?
I'm on the 147375. Unless I switch to the QHF start, I could do that.
No, I don't think that's the problem. I think it's more the microphone. It sounds a little fuzzy.
I'm on 80 meters religiously. If not everyone, sometimes I might sleep in late on the weekend I'm not on, but I'm on the 3838 Breakfast Club and Calm, which is called Pula. He's a great stuff thing. He says he don't have the 80 meter capability to transmit, but he could hear me right on Long Island. He's like coming really good. He could actually hear me. You know, so the net is great. Then it's out 7, but obviously the band change. I'm coming up and everything, but it's great. I'm on every morning. I take a shower. I get on about maybe between 6:30 and 7:45. After I shower, I take my turn. And the one ends to do the same thing. It's fantastic. But it's been on for 30 years.
You still splitting your time between the two campuses?
System, that's on 80 at night. I get caught up watching all this stuff on Fox and all this political stuff, and I get all riled up. And there's one at 38, and one on one night. I get on. I don't know if I'm going to get on the Suffolk County irrigation tonight. If not, I'm going to bed early tonight because I have to be up. I have to be up like 4 in the morning, even before that. I have to be at the polling place at 5, you know, today. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. It's still a little tough, Matt. The audio is just not clear to me. I don't think it's me. I think it's just the mic. Or maybe back off from the mic. I know that's a problem sometimes. We used to be a little too close to the mic.
Back off. Is this better? Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, I think it may be a little bit clearer, but it's hard to tell. But again, I didn't hear your answer. Are you still splitting between the two campuses, or how's that working for you?
Brentwood. That's what I work out of. Sometimes I'll go to Hammerman to pick up parts, or they might ask me to come out and help out there. You know, I'll go to a meeting. Like, we'll have a monthly meeting in my department. My director actually lives in Kings Park, so he'll meet with me like on a Friday. He's a great manager. My other boss was good, but he had a different manager about. He would just, you know, talk through my email, but he meets with everybody. It's like 5 of us in the department. He'll meet with each of us one-on-one once a week. He comes to my campus with another office in my building, like an ITS office, the extra office I got. I store stuff in it. He brings a laptop with, and he does his work from there. And they go home. But when I was very busy, up to last semester, I deployed about 100 laptops to back. So we're giving them like laptops with documents. Big project, a big accomplishment. Feel really good about it.
Yeah, that's a nice quantity there. They either come to you pre-programmed, or that's what you do, is you program for the school system.
I'm going to get up on the ramp here, and I'll answer your question in a second. I'm going to go on Funky Metal. Give me a moment, and I'll answer your question. I'm back. I don't want to have both hands on the wheel. So, answer your question, laptop, desktop, any of those machines we deploy, I mean, they'll come from the faculty, like Dell. I'm sure Dell has an OS on it already, but we have an image, and we load it up. It's really cool the way they do it. Most a lot of places do it this way. You've got Microsoft deployment tool. You build a server, which is your boot to a flash drive, and then you sign in with an admin account or whatever, and it connects to the net, and through the network, it actually pulls the whole image down. It pulls the OS, the way it does the whole image. It'll actually do it in pieces. It'll pull OS, and then it does the whole thing. That's how we do it. But the laptops, I don't load them up with an image. They're doing it all in development. They just bring it to me, or I'll pick it up, and I just have to make sure they have all the updates, like security patches, when I get it, because I might be playing around for a little bit. And then I just install the printers and use them. I might use, or dig any special software other than what we give them. That's all I do.
Okay. I would see if you can find another mic, just for comparison. I think we've done that with you before. It's just, I don't know if it's bassy or You know, I'm not sure. What steel are you using in the car right now?
You were saying, and maybe it's going to include the, it's got Windows 10 on it, you know. I guess they'll go to Windows 11 eventually, but they all have Windows 10 in the machine.
Yeah, no, Matt, I asked you which radio you're using in the car right now.
I'm noisy now. I'm in the fringes here. When I get over here by the campus, it gets a little noisy here.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you have another mic, try another mic, because it's just, it's difficult. It's not clear speech, so it's kind of difficult. I know it's partly me, but I think it's also the microphone.
From my 7100, it's got the RJ45, maybe I'll switch that out tomorrow. I could talk.
No, maybe you have one of the filters in place, because it's an HF radio that you use on VHF, and you might have a filter in place that's affecting the audio.
Oh, it's the best mic I have for the 7100, but it's a 30-ohm mic, S19, at two of them. It works fine on 2 meters FM, but HF, I'm having an issue. I put a brand new mic, and I got the other one hooked up on my dad's radio. But I got it at S30. I went to Kimberly outlet, last year, too, to Hampshire, and on the way, we went to town. My wife had I never was in the store, you know, so my wife stole all the equipment, and they stole all the stuff they had, you know, all the stuff they had. But I bought a diamond lift mount for my car, and put a microphone right there.
And Matt, you're really noisy now. It's really difficult to copy. I see you close to the campus now.
WBTC, I see.
I'm going to have to be stopping over the doors here, but it's going to work. Okay, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Matt, you were all broken up, but I think you said 7-3, so have a good day. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. Oh, this is working much better, I think. Hi, Virgin.
Yeah, you're breaking up, though. Where are you now? Probably close to home.
Standby, I'll switch. No, actually, now that I'm moving, it may be better. Hello. Is any better? WB2ZSC.
Yeah, you got a lot of crackling on the signal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I switched down an antenna on my car, and my UHF radio is now working better. I went from what I thought was a 2 dB gain to a unity gain antenna, and apparently the other antenna has a problem.
Yeah, are you coming to Sheldon, Middle Island right now? Sheldon?
Now I'm coming into Glen Oaks. Before I was going into Middle Island, and I was on 110 about half a mile north of the Parkway.
K2KND. Alright. What is today, a shopping day?
Yes, and I were also going to do some stuff, actually. And I think I may stop over at Plainview and take a picture of the stuff I want to get rid of.
Yeah, it's getting more crowded there. There's a couple of things that we'll take out, and I want to get those black and yellow cases out. Open up a little more room there.
Yeah, I want to get some photos of the stuff just so I can stick it up for sale.
All right. I'm going to sign. I have stuff to do, and not enough time to do the stuff. I'll catch you later, Steve. WB2ZSE, K2KND.
WB2ZSE.
Primark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2L repeater. NY2H, KD2, KNH.
Hotel KMB, this is Virgil Seymour. Hey, it's the KMB, answers as you see more.
Primark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2KMB answers that you see.
Hey Ron, how are you? KTKND.
Not bad, Dal. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I've had bronchitis and then pneumonia, but I'm finally out of the woods. Feeling a whole lot better. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm getting enthusiastic. Yeah, good morning, Steve. Little call from grandchild sitting last, the weekend before this. You know, that happens. They have a cold, and you hug them and kiss them, and next thing you have a cold. Steve?
Yeah, just wanted to see if this was for any old person.
Yeah, there's so much crackling on your signal, can't really hear you.
I am in Mineola and on Middle Island, stuck in a traffic light.
Well, that was clearer. All right. And Ron, how you doing? A bout with pneumonia can't be fun.
No, I've had it before like four times and it lasts way too long, but the older you get, the longer it lasts, I guess. Hi. How you doing, Steve? Well, Adam, trying to get back into the swing of things. And probably can't come to the AmFest because we have a big function at the church. It's going to be a late night. So that'll be that Saturday night. Do you have a lot of the vendors signed up?
I think we have 56 tables, 57 tables sold, something like that. Maybe even a few more when I really put it back together. Steve, I heard you say you're in Mineola. Let's see how you sound now. Well, you're hitting Middle Island, but you're not hitting it well.
I know, but before I was not even hearing it with the other
antenna. Yeah, before you had a lot of crackling noise, but you know now your weak audio is still a bunch of noise there. Are you on low power, or you turned it up?
No, I run medium power, 40 watts, and that's all it is. That's all this radio's got, unless I put the big radio back in.
All right. Hey, Ron, will you be up to making the handfest this weekend?
No, negative. I said I wouldn't be able to make it because we have a conflict. So I just wanted to catch you and update you. And wish you a good day. Get back to my cleaning up down in the basement. And Steve, you too. Have a good day. I'll give it to you, to Steve, and to that you see listening out.
Okay, hi and goodbye, Ron. Yeah, I just switched back to Glen Oaks, Richie.
Yeah, that was, better and clearer, for sure.
Yeah, well, consider, I mean, I'm on the Meadowbrook now, just getting onto the northern state, so that's not bad, the Middle Islands, considering I was getting nothing before.
Yeah, and your audio is actually pretty clear right now.
Okay, anyway, let's just stop over in Westbury for a second and check something out that I may have left there, and then I'm going home. Took the pictures I needed. I'm going to see if I can get that stuff going.
All right, let me finish up sending an email. I'll catch you later. K2KND.
Yep, WB2ZSA. K2KND, KD2OGB Mobile, a.k.a. the birthday boy.
Birthday boy, you are?
27 as of today. Hello, Steve. Hey, Craig. Yeah, young whippersnapper. That's what he is, right, Richie?
Yeah, you know, I'm more than four times his age. Good grief. Craig?
I will admit you actually made me laugh there a little bit. I was just at New Hyde Park, pretty much flew right past you, Steve, didn't even bother flip-flopping frequencies. Either way, I'm almost near my exit. I could actually have my mom treat me to a little breakfast, but I might as well just pay out of pocket today. I'm kind of hungry after spending a few hours at New Hyde flying my drone around. And, yeah, I'm happy to be 27 years old and still alive and kicking. I'd like to stay that way for many more decades to come. Aye-aye.
Hey, you gotta stop eating those fatty ribeyes, though, Steve.
Yep. A nice, lean filet mignon is good. Well, an average steak that I like to have... Whoa, hello. Suffolk Police just entered the expressway here. Wonder where they're off to. 558. Yeah, I typically have an average. My average size, I like to have usually a 12-ounce or maybe a 15 or 16, depending on how seriously hungry I am. But my average size is usually 8 or 12 ounces.
Well, cut him. How fatty.
Anyway, don't want to miss the segment. Hold on.
That's somebody coming to the house. Catch you guys later. K2KND, Steve.
Yeah, okay. I think we doubled, but okay. See you in a few. Right, see you too. KD2OGB Mobile. Coming up to 58 eastbound on the expressway. Stand by.
Okay. I'm still here for another few minutes. I just, Richie, I think, had a bug out because he was expecting somebody, he said.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was you that was going to go see him. My bad.
Oh, sure, you say that now.
No, I'm just making a quick stop and headed home. Hey, Roger. So flying my drone around New Hyde Park was actually pretty successful. I filed LANIC a couple hours in advance, although I kind of had my start time around 9:15, which was kind of late. I really should have had it around 7:30, 8 o'clock. It would have been way past sunrise by then, but it doesn't matter. I got all the stuff I need. I only flew about 100, 150 feet. I set my cap at 300, though. Even if I'm not going to fly up that high, you want to have the extra space to react to something. Matter of fact, I actually had a helicopter fly over me at about 900 feet, and I quickly descended down to about 50 feet and kept watching my drone, but it went pretty well.
Yeah, I think they passed some new regulations, and I think they're not supposed to be lower than 1,000 as of a couple of years ago. Not that they apparently listen to it. I see guys that are lower. Fixed wing on us always haven't been that low.
Was done with my flight around 10:20. It probably had
to be about maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500 feet up. But the moment I heard it, I stopped my flight and had my drone hover in place, and I watched where the aircraft was coming from and descended a little bit if needed. But all was good. I'm going to go on my email and print out my authorization as receipt for backup. You never know what can happen, but did everything I needed to, and I was very happy with it.
Okay, well, whatever works. I know over down by Cedar Creek Park they have an airfield, but not for drones, usually for RC aircraft, fixed wing.
Yeah, if I could try to remember, I think it was either Class C or B airspace. I was on the airport. That's the authorizing airport that I was given my authorization request. But either way, I'm happy with everything turned out. I mean, I wasn't even that deep in the airspace. I drew out my flight area, I guess more in the shape of a rectangle, even though some areas display circles. But yeah, I set my maximum height at 300. Like I said, you always want to have the extra space rather than what you usually would be fine at flying. You always want to give yourself more altitude to work with rather than what you feel comfortable flying. I mean, I wouldn't really go all the way up to 400, but usually my cap would be about 250 to 300. And I would set my safeties in place as well, so that way I don't accidentally go higher than that. I mean, obviously, by a few feet, they're not going to care. You just got to quickly get it below it. But if you're over that long enough, then yeah, they're going to say something.
Yeah, no, I haven't done any RC flying in many, many years, so I know it's changed dramatically with the drones.
I don't need remote IDs because I'm under half a pound and I fly for recreational, so if it doesn't require registration, it doesn't need remote ID. Can I merge over, please? Thank you. So, yeah, that's the beauty. Yeah, that's really about it. City 2 OGB Mobile, exit 62. Taking the ramp off the expressway to Nichols.
Okay. Anyway, you have fun. I got to make a quick stop here. I will be back shortly. WB2ZSE.
Roger. Kitty 2 OGB Mobile. Stand by.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Obviously not in the great area. Yeah, I'm in Huntington. I'm going through Middle Island. I'm playing games. Anyway, I'm just pulling up to now. We'll see you later.
All right, take care. 73W2OSR.
WB2ZS. KD2KNH, KD2OGB mobile. KD2OIE, KD2OGB mobile. A little bit of faint, but you're pretty readable into the machine. Craig is the name. How are you?
I was waiting on the people. You're probably coming in on the other link. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, Roger, Craig. Okay, got a good copy on you. Name is Michael, and I'm out here in Laurelton, Queens. Just wanted to say one thing to you. Happy birthday. Hope you're doing okay. Roger, Roger.
Eavesdropping on conversation. And why, thank you. I certainly appreciate being 27, and I certainly would like to keep on going. Just left California Diner, having a nice little late breakfast. Gonna go home, switch clothes, let my dog out, and then head to Babylon Yard to do my evening tour. Had a nice fun time flying my drone in New Hyde Park. That is with authorization.
Roger, Roger on that. I've got a good copy on that, that's for sure. Yes, I'm always listening. I'm retired and I'm in the shack and I always have my ears on. Heard you out there this morning and I said, okay, when I hear you in there later, I'll definitely wish you a happy birthday and I hope you have a beautiful day today. 27, boy, I wish I was that young. I'm 62. Man, I wish I was 27 again. Roger?
That's still young. Yeah, I certainly love still being young, even though I pretty much love to relive my youth by going back to Disney World over and over again until I eventually die. But I would like to continue going back to Disney World. Even if I'm 90, I would still go to Disney World because I'm an annual pass holder, and well, I just became one. And I just want to keep going back until I am no longer around because I like Disney World a lot. That's honestly the first and second time I went, I'm like, oh yeah, I definitely want to keep coming back here.
Roger, Roger. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'll see you in the city. As long as you are here on Earth, there's no problem with that. Same here. I love going to Disney. I've been one time, and that was many moons ago. I would love to go again. And that always brings back when you was a kid. Fun, and it's a good place to go to. Roger?
Well, Disney is expensive. I would never spend too much money there because, like I said, Disney World definitely means something to me. Now, something I want to do the next time I ever go to Las Vegas, I'm hoping next year, I just got to wait for my vacation to line up. I know a family member in Vegas that knows the ins and outs. I would like to go to Disneyland in Anaheim, California, in Los Angeles, but is it really worth it? I mean, the parks are small, and there's not really a lot to do, and all the good stuff that used to exist many years ago isn't there anymore.
My ear is turning. Okay, fine. Yeah, I forgot about Disneyland. I never been to Vegas to try to do that. I'm tired. I need to go away. Explore the world. That's for sure. Roger?
I would like to explore the world as well. I know a guy that has explored a number of countries. Recently actually came back from Korea, Seoul, South Korea, obviously, since we can't go to North right now. I've always wanted to see this very inexpensive country. Have you ever been to or seen Thailand?
No, that's a negative. I've never been there.
Go ahead. One of my friends who is a locomotive engineer said, you definitely will get your money's worth if you go to Thailand. It's a very inexpensive country for foreigners, and it's very beautiful. That was my HF stick just knocking on the trees. Yeah, I got somebody in Jamaica that always goes to Thailand and has also gone to Japan and Iceland a few times. Iceland I would like to see as well. And I certainly would love to go to Japan since a lot of anime and characters exist and originate from there. I know my brother has always wanted to go to Japan. I'd like to as well.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, that's so. Japan, I've been to none of those. And I would love to definitely do that. You put a lot of stuff in my bucket, on my bucket list. That's for sure, man. Roger.
Yeah, roger. I'd love to. I'm in my driveway, so I'm going to go unload my supplies, get inside, and do what I got to do before work. So I'll say 7-3s, and thanks for wishing me the birthday. KD20GB Mobile will be clear on your final.
Roger, roger, Craig. Okay, take care, 73, and once again, have a beautiful day, man. It's a nice day, too, today. Tomorrow's going to be better. 66. Got a good day for your birthday, and enjoy. Hope you ain't got to work tomorrow. Have one, you know what I mean. Have one, I don't know if you indulge, but you need to do that.
Perfect.
27, oh boy. 73 is and hope to talk with you again. KY, Michael Lawrence and Quinn.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N2YYC.
W2. W2.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2.
WA2ZFM, listening.
82 Kenneth Mobile, close to.
WA2ZFM, listening.
82 Kenneth, replying.
Hey, Charlie, how is you? So good to hear you.
And you as well. Just finishing up once as I'm driving. I can't complain. Thank God it's a Monday. Tough being a servant to catch over the weekend.
I'm in my ham shack, which is my office, and there's a six-year-old calico sitting between my rig and my microphone.
Yep. I got a similar situation. A 20-pound Maine Coon that jumps up on the pull-out leaf on my roll top. She knows not to walk on the keyboard of the radio now, but she'll jump up on top.
Oh, she had some fun with me. She walked on my keyboard yesterday and sat down. And all of a sudden, my computer went ballistic. What she does, as soon as I'm on the air, I can't figure this out, Charlie, comes upstairs, my office is on the second floor, and she will plop herself down, does that to my wife between the monitor and my wife's face. Can't see the keyboard, can't see the monitor. Me, my little Sheena, my little cutie pie, likes to sit there anytime I'm on the radio. And I love it. She's purring and I'm tickling her.
Yeah, I know exactly the behavior. Sometimes, yeah, they'll sit right in front of the screen because they want to be the center of attention. And sometimes they'll just keep you company.
I've taken more than one photo in digital of my kitty cat watching TV. I don't mean just when you have the movies like cats you're attracted to. I was listening to a news channel, kitchen. Sat on the kitchen table staring at the TV for about 10 minutes. I know what political party she belongs to.
Well, no, they can't vote. They can have their opinions.
And their opinions are not tainted by the lies and insanity of little creatures.
I'm going to get into a lot of trouble if I say that's what's wrong. They gave women the vote, but... Anyway, that goes both ways. I tend to think the conservative women are illogical and foul, but that's just me. I don't want to get everybody jumping on into an argument about politics, so I'll drop that.
I think what they do, look at things more objectively. And here's something very interesting. This is financial, okay? In the previous administration, the mortgage rate was 3%. Under the present administration, now it's 8%. What does that tell you?
Well, I would tell you that the current administration is incompetent, but I don't believe that. 100% is by design.
I'm in total agreement with you. Everything this guy does is for purpose. You don't accidentally do this and accidentally do that. And even the Democrats are rioting now saying genocide. Joe, it's really funny, or sad rather, that when babies who just happened to be of the Jewish faith had their heads sliced off in ribs and they've been killed and then set on fire, no one said anything. Now the shoe's on the other foot and you're like, we have to stop this. Oh my God. Where was the Noble Rat Party? It's amazing. It was a cute joke. I think it was one of those kings of, I don't remember which country, but it said, I killed 200,000 Arabs and I wasn't even Jewish. Someone sent that to me and I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But true.
Yep, it drives me nuts. It's all one-sided and it's all designed, it's all PR the news. It's not, people have been fighting just the survival all this time, horribly attacked and... Palestinian children, they try to play it up like they're all Palestinians or innocent. Kids have been trained for a generation or more, generations, with our money, to have schools to teach terrorism. Give it money to build a society. Get weapons and build tunnels to attack the Jewish people. It drives me nuts.
Well, you know, the sad part, there are plenty of good Palestinian people. But the problem being is that in Gaza, they voted in Hamas, a horrible, death-dealing organization. They voted them in. Whether it was a free election or not, I wasn't there. I can't tell you. However, they voted Hamas in, and they've been in there for years. And even when Israel was nice enough to tell the people in Palestine, you know, we're going to be bombing you in a couple of days, they dropped millions of leaflets begging the Palestinian people, the innocent people, to leave, go south, so they wouldn't be harmed. They sent texts. Unbelievable what Israelis have done to spare the civilians. I've never heard that from anyone involved in a war. And what do the Hamas do? They build these tunnels underneath hospitals, so they say to Israel, come on, baby, you're not going to bomb here. It's a hospital. And they are actually keeping their own people, Hamas is keeping Palestinians, from leaving Palestine so they could be used as human shields. Don't these people see this?
KB2KNH. Well, I think they understand it, but, you know, the innocent people, you know, I'm sure people were brought up in Germany as well. They didn't want to kill everybody, but there's nothing they can do. There's one group that has the guns and has the power, and you can't do anything against it once you let it get that far.
But, Charlie, there are far... There are many, 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 many more people in Palestine, in Gaza, who are not Hamas. And if it means having an uprising, we did that to the British, if you recall. It's also a shame that people in Middle Eastern countries, many of them live in total squalor, poverty. There's no industry. Movies of people in Palestine, they ride goats. They ride donkeys. That's their mode of transportation. They haven't really developed as a nation, if you will, commerce, industry. They just exist. And then they blame it all on Israel. You know, there are plenty of Muslim people in Israel. They're Israeli citizens who just happen to be of the Muslim faith. And they are treated equally and with the most respect as someone living in Israel who might be Jewish. They're in the government. They're all over. And it proves that Jewish people and Muslim people can and do get along. But it's what the rabble-rousers do, cause all the trouble. That's the problem. Young years, way before I was married, I met a lady who's an Iranian Muslim doctor, and she was very bright. My brother-in-law is, you know, my sister's husband, is an Iranian Muslim. He's the nicest guy on the planet. But when the Shah was overturned because of the jackass president, Ilikada, with the peanuts, Mullah took over. Iran used to be a very prosperous, highly developed country. I've learned a lot about that. I've even learned to speak a little of their language called Farsi. So to me, it doesn't matter what religion the person is. I take the person as they are. But it's when the people like the mullahs in Iran or Hamas in Palestine control the majority. That's where the problems exist. I just saw it on Fox. There was a lady driving a car. I don't remember where it was. It was probably in Palestine. It had to have been. And these animals came up on motorcycles and put 30 bullets into her head. This is a Muslim woman with attackers who are apparently Muslim. So they kill each other. And the ones that chopped off babies' heads, those people are just subhuman. Raped women and lit people on fire. People that don't deserve to live. That's what they did to their victims.
Yes, and that's why they call it terrorism. And it's a horrible, horrible way to die. I mean, I don't even want to get into talking about the stories I heard on the air. But the things they did were just...
The butchering of babies and adults. No one in Palestine talked about it. But if civilians are innocently injured or killed in a bombing raid, they say Israel is this and Israel is that. And you get this, I'm not going to mention the name, I think I got the one, Congresswoman, I'm sure you know who she is, on saying a hospital in Gaza was bombed when it was not, and that 500 people died and they did not. Congresswoman, when she took office in Congress, the first thing she said was F Trump. And all the Democrats applauded. They thought it was so great to hear someone talk like that. How can we have animals like that in our government? I don't care what party, I'm just saying. Look at the individual. And it's shocking. Totally shocking.
ABQ-KNH. In my opinion, there should be some kind of a test. If you're not an American, you don't act like an American, you don't abide by our Constitution, Bill of Rights, our traditions and culture, you don't belong there. No way. It should be immediately removed from whatever office. It should never be allowed to hold any public office. Despicable.
I think the most glaring example of how disgusting government can be. Clearly, they keep borders open, knowing that terrorists have come in here, knowingly permitting terrorists come into our country, Chinese, Middle Eastern, what have you, all here to kill us. And you get these animals, I'll mention his name, in charge of the border, who says the border is secure. They're intentionally doing this, and people don't ask why. Just don't sit down and say, why are they keeping the border open? But, Charlie, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing these things? Like, the big guy also does not call out China. They didn't do it because of the COVID. They don't do it because of fentanyl. Guy is looking the other way about every aspect of our lives. And people don't say, why is he doing this?
We know it's on purpose. We know it's because they want to give them the vote and they're hoping we'll go on welfare and they'll vote for them in socialism. And I don't think they care. They thought they were going to keep them out of their areas. They'll destroy America and middle America. And they don't care if the country it turns into Chicago and New York City. Every other hellhole they've created, they'll forever be in power. And it's common sense. You have 8 million people coming in illegally. A good number of them are going to be people that hate us and want to kill us, and are a good number of terrorists here.
I totally agree. But why are we doing anything to stop? You realize that the previous administration was in the process of building a wall, and the current, quote, administration, tearing it down. Texas put up barbed wire. You know who ripped it down. And when they say they're spending, $50 billion at the border, they don't mean that the White House is doing it to keep us safe. They're using that money to bring in more illegals from Mexico. People just don't listen to the news.
Yeah, I'm well aware of it. I mean, I've even seen Catholic Charities coaching these people on what to say to get asylum. Using our money to give them legal protections and lawyers and whatnot. It's like you're not a citizen, you have no constitutional rights at all. I mean, giving them no aid. If it gets cold, maybe they'd migrate back down south without the terrorists.
I agree. Now, let me tell you something. Now, the debt we have taken on because of this is unimaginable. We can't even pay the interest on the debt. Who do you think keeps on lending us money? China. Because they'll call in the loans and they, okay, you can't pay us back $50 trillion. We now own the U.S. of A. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. It's just It is scary beyond belief that I've worked my whole life, proud American, to have a family, have a home, have a modicum of security in my life, and to think that one individual, and don't think Obama's not behind it, because he is. He's coming out with some horrible, horrible statements. Horrible. No one stops. Even a Democrat doesn't stop him. I don't understand it. The only guy who spoke up was Bernie Sanders, who we all know is a total lunatic. But he was talking about Palestine and Israel. He said, can't order Israel to stop because they're defending themselves. When Israel is being attacked and thousands of people destroyed and maimed and butchered, nobody said a thing. But the big O, he puts his word in there.
KD2K, hey, Mitch. Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, only a few years ago in World War II, the corporate bombed entire cities. And it was just that Cold War. You know, that's what happens in war.
No, you have to look at one thing, Charlie. This country has never, ever been so divided like it is today. And they already have video proof of ballot stuffing. Ballot stuffing. They're already stuffing the ballot boxes on the streets. They had videos of two people putting in, I don't know how many gazillion paper ballots. They're already engaging in this voter fraud. So what do you expect the results is going to be when this happens?
Well, in order to have a free and fair election, you have to have a society that has moral values and, you know, wants to do things fairly. And we have one party that, well, you know what, I don't want to keep going into this, but you know what I'm talking about.
How about this notion? But you want a driver's license, you want a passport, but when you go to vote, oh, it's racist. And the photo. Really? Then they should fingerprint people who want to vote. The reason is not to discriminate. What black voters voted in the last election or two more so than ever before. But yet you have these people who lie and they say, black voters are suppressed. So they want people to hear that garbage. But if you look at the numbers, black people have voted more than before, which I think is just fine. Because they're realizing that they're not doing so well under this present administration. And let them, whether they're black, pink, white, or green, let them express their vote, their opinion. Let's try to come back together as a nation. But Obama started the split. I don't know who the big guy has continued it, where an election is just determined by party lines. The Democrats have 51%, we lose. They don't care about who the candidate is, qualifications, nothing, nothing. They so divided this country, we couldn't even elect a speaker, remember?
82KNH, absolutely. And trying to apply logic to, you know, thinking of why things are happening. They don't want voter ID because then you have a free and fair and accountable election. That's all it comes down to. Up to me, since we have so many illegals in the country, with passport, have to pay for it yourself, and it will get stamped, and that proves you voted. And then we would have any more duplicate votes.
Photo ID, not 100%. Because you could look a little different in the photo, or someone else could use the photo. They should be fingerprinting people. If they don't like it, tough. They don't have to vote.
Well, we do have verifiable systems, you know, and it could be done. It's just they don't want to.
Absolutely. You could do a retina scan, but no, you can't do it.
Well, I know one thing for sure. It's not going to change. There's not much we can do about it, unfortunately. But I'm arriving at my last stop. I've got to get inside and do that work thing. But always nice speaking with you, and I'll listen out. Katie Jugani, 373.
Okay, look, I'm not happy saying these things. I'm lamenting what I say. It breaks my heart as a proud American, best country in the world. But I'm a person who's worried. Anyway, Charlie, always a delight to talk to you. Stay well, stay safe, and I will talk soon. W8 to the other.
station. Go ahead, this is KD2KNH. Well, the last time I did hear you say portable, but this time no audio. Unintelligible.
KD2KNH, NY2H.
Hello, Lou. I know where you were hanging out last night.
30 meters. I try to hit everything from 10 to 160. So, starting to get addicted again. Although I'm not using the grid track, I'm keeping it simple. Using the regular app.
Well, the regular app does work. I'm kind of addicted to grid trackers, so to pull up the roster, it's a lot easier to see people and track what's going on.
Yes, I also hit Bob W2OSR last night. I think it was yesterday. I did a little today, 10 meters, in a lot of Venezuela area. I did Italy and France, I think, Canary Islands. I figure, you know, use 10 while you can, you know.
Absolutely. And when is that magic band supposed to get activated?
Well, I check it every day, and I even put a CQ or two out, and I didn't get anything. And I guess there are two different 6-meter frequencies on that app, so they're close together. I would try both. So I haven't been on 6 for a while. I probably have some FT8 contacts on 6 log somewhere, but not lately.
I know I made a couple, but they were very local. It was nice to see you on there and be able to actually take a contact at that range.
Yeah.